K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, this is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, what's going on?
Well, I'm just calling because I met this girl. I was at a wedding, and I met a woman named Heather, and we had a good time. We, you know, had a few drinks, and we danced, and it seemed like things were going well, so I decided to ask her out. And she said she'd like to go out, so we were supposed to go out for the following weekend. And, you know, we talked a little on the phone. I texted her a couple times and all that to make arrangements. So we decided to go out, and we had a really good time, I think. And she seemed to be enjoying herself. We had a great dinner. She laughed at all my stupid little jokes. we have a lot of mutual friends, and it just the evening went really, really well. And I'd like to ask her out for a second date. And I did actually say, hey, I'd like to see you again. But I guess she was going on a family vacation or something like that for a week or two or something like that and said she'd get back to me. So that's basically where it is.
How long has it been since she said that?
It hasn't been too long. It's been like a little over a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks.
And you were getting good vibes from her?
Definitely.
All right.
Definitely good vibes. I mean, I know she was having a good time. We were laughing. It was very easy. It wasn't hard to talk to her. I didn't have to think of things to say. It was really pretty easy.
And the wedding was fun?
The wedding was really fun. I mean, they're mutual friends. Turns out we both know the same people and had a lot of fun there, too. It was very casual, and it seemed like she liked me, and I liked her, so that's why I asked her out, yeah.
Now, you guys were both at the singles table. It wasn't like one of you had a date, right?
No.
Okay.
Awkward.
Just wonder.
Yes, we were both at the singles table in the back by the kitchen door.
all the way in the back. Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's where we belong, I guess.
Afterthought guests.
Yeah, but, you know, it was clear that neither one of us was with somebody else, and we just kind of had a great time and seemed like everything was going well. And our date was really fun, too. I would love to see her again.
Well, Jeff, we will investigate.
Please do.
That's what we do.
Okay.
Heads up, just so you know, we've a little less than half perfect at doing this. We've had some issues in the past, but
yeah. We're
pretty good at least getting them on the phone normally.
Oh, okay. Well, no guarantees. You just do your best.
Okay, we're going to call Heather. Going to have her on the air with us in about less than 15 minutes from now.
Okay.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm a little nervous,
well,
but I'm okay, yeah.
So you know this guy named Jeff?
Yeah, I do, actually, yeah.
So give us a scoop.
We were actually at a wedding of some mutual friends, and we were sitting next to each other, and he's actually a really funny guy, and we laughed a lot, and I don't know, we just kind of, you know, bonded at this wedding, and it was fun. It like made a wedding that could have been kind of not so fun, and then he asked me out on a date, and like we had such easy conversation that I thought, okay, it kind of seemed natural that we would go out after the wedding. So
now, where'd you guys go on your date?
We went to dinner at Brio.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was really nice. So we like walked around the green after.
Nice.
And had ice cream, and yeah, it was really nice.
And he's hot, right?
Yeah, he's really cute. And something really strange happened. We walked back, and, you know, we were parked next to each other, so we walked back to say goodbye, and we had talked about, like, you never know, like, you don't know people's backgrounds, and we talked about that during the date, but as we went back, he asked me if he could have, like, tests for STDs.
And that's presumptuous.
Right, and he was just saying that, like, he, you know, just now in you know, how the world is. But I understand that, like, okay. So I was like, I just wasn't sure how he wanted it to go down if, you know, like, and he literally had, like, a kit from the drugstore in the back seat and was like, okay, I've worked in the medical profession before. Can we just do this? And I can take it in and we can take it, you know, this can be something that will be finished. Like, that we can just, it'll, you know, we won't have to, like, be nervous about it. We can just check this off the list.
So hold on. You're at the green after a date, walking around, and you're in his car, and he's asking
We went back to say goodbye because, you know, we drove and we had two separate cars.
Oh, okay.
So he had it, like, in his car, like this little box, and he just said, you know, I can just do it really easy and then I can have the results really quick. And this is something that, you know, I'm a medical, you know, professional, and I've done this before.
Ew!
Did you ask him if this is something he does like all the time?
Yeah!
I don't know. I just had this terrible feeling in my stomach, and I just thought, oh my gosh, Heather, you're so dumb. This guy's like a real weirdo. And like my instincts were totally off. I didn't know what to do. I mean, what do you do when someone asks to prick your finger after eating ice cream?
I've never been asked that before. I mean, he's just assuming that you guys are going to, you know, be intimate.
Right. And the thing is what he said was like, he was like, okay, it doesn't happen. You know, like, I'm not saying like it has to happen on the third date or something like that. You know, it can happen whenever it happens. I just like to have this like taken care of so we don't have problems in the future.
So that's the only thing that weirded you out?
Yeah.
That probably kind of weirded me out too, to be honest.
Wow. So what did you do it?
No.
Oh.
Heather, by the way, just so you know, Jeff is actually on the line.
Oh.
Oh. Hey, Heather.
Oh. Hi.
How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Doing good. I'm doing good. I really don't understand what the big deal is. It's just a blood test. No big deal.
You know, I understand like having tested and being like clean and upfront, but like you doing it in like the parking lot, like
it only takes a second. It's really quick. I mean, it's not that big a deal. It's just I know I can get the test results really quickly because I have friends who work in that field, and it's just, hey, better safe than sorry, you know. Then we can just, like you said, check it off the list and move on.
Is that sanitary?
Yeah, very sanitary. You know, everything's individually wrapped. It's all sanitized, and it's not like I'm gonna try and hurt somebody or infect somebody or anything like that. It's all very clean and very sanitary. Everything's brand new. You just open the package and boom, you do it.
So you've done this before?
Oh, yeah.
How many times?
I've done it probably four or five times.
Four or five times?
Yeah. What's wrong with that? I don't really see what the big deal is. Getting it out in the open and getting it done, and then you don't even have to worry about it. Also, it's, you know, hey, I'm actually kind of doing her a favor because it's not just STDs. What if she has something else? What if there's something else that's detected, you know?
So you're having a whole work. You're having a whole workup done.
Well, it's not a whole workup, but if there's something, you know, out of the ordinary, they'll let me know.
Well, so do you take the test,
like, I need
too?
To add calcium to my diet or something?
Yeah. I've got a clean slate, clean bill.
Well, how will she know that? Are you going to take it at the same time she is?
Well, I have my own test results.
Oh, I'll carry them around with you?
It's not like I carry them around in a little, you know, thing around my neck, but I have them. You know, I have them with me in my car.
First responder test results.
I just want, you know, hey, it's not that. See, I don't think, I seriously don't think it's that big a deal. Better safe than sorry, right?
I hear crickets.
Yeah.
No.
You guys think it's that strange?
Well, it doesn't matter what we think. What's what Heather thinks, and I guess she does.
Heather, you sound
like,
seriously,
if you would have said, like, if you would have said, you know, if something's happened to you in the past with someone that's, like, fooled you with the STDs and I need to see test results, like, I would be okay with it. But there's just, like, ice cream and then prick your finger. Like, it was that quick.
Well, it doesn't hurt. It takes a second. I mean, like, maybe it was a little awkward, the timing of asking, you know, and all that. But
yeah.
I just think, you know, that way we can just sort of put it to bed. Put it, you know that it's done.
Well, why didn't you wait and see if that's where you were headed first, you know?
Well, it wasn't. It's just for, like I said, it's not just for STDs. It could be anything, you know? And that way it's sort of like put away. We already know. We don't have to worry about anything like that.
Isn't that what your doctor's
the
for?
The moment comes.
I know. And it's it's just weird.
Have you guys, like, made out or kissed or anything?
We kissed, but nothing really that.
Well, obviously not, because, you know.
Yeah, it was a very just, like, I guess, like, clean kiss, you know. It was just quick, but it was sweet. Like, I thought he was, like, a gentleman.
Well, I am. That's, you know, it was just a sweet little kiss, and then I just, you know, I guess I shouldn't have said it then that I want to test your blood or whatever, but
I'm sorry, I can't. It just freaks me out. Like, I'm still, like, I didn't even tell my friends this story because it freaks me out.
So that's why you haven't called him back.
Yeah.
You told me you were going on like a family vacation for a week or whatever, but
I didn't know what you were going to do after. Like, I didn't know what to say. Like, I just wanted out of there because I just didn't know. I was just freaked out, and so I'm sorry. I said that about the family vacation. I didn't know what to say. I've never been put in that situation before.
Wow. I just felt like I was comfortable. It doesn't seem that out of the ordinary to me.
Well, obviously it's not been successful if you've done it four or five times before.
Well, the tests have all been good.
Oh. Make you feel better, Heather?
Yeah, please.
You know, our bosses have given us the green light to send you guys back out on another date if you want to, like, maybe put the testing drama aside, and maybe we'll send you back to Brio with a limo and...
We'll pick up the tab on everything for tonight if you guys are willing to go back out.
Yeah.
I'm certainly willing.
Well, yeah. Heather?
No, I'm so sorry. It's still so weird to me, and I have a thing with needles anyway, so I can't.
That wasn't even a pause. That was an immediate no.
You might want to rethink this.
It's like a little thing that just breaks your finger. I mean, it doesn't really hurt.
That freaks me out sitting here.
No, sorry. Oof, gosh, no.
Jeff, we tried.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You know, I appreciate you trying, and sorry, Heather. I'm sorry if made you uncomfortable.
It's okay. Maybe it will work for somebody else. Totally. Have a good day.
Well, thanks, guys. You sound like great people, and we hope that you end up with more compatible people.
Oh, I'm sure I will. Okay. I guess maybe a nurse.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Nurse or doctor or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for your effort.
Yeah. Take care, Heather.
Okay, bye.